this is one of these these freaking rants. I feel really strongly about this.
Hey, podcast listener, you're about to discover insider tips, tricks, and secrets to making more sales and converting more prospects into customers with email marketing. For more information about the Email Marketing Podcast or the Autoresponder Guy, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Hey, everybody, it's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy, and it's time for episode 12 of the Email Marketing Podcast, where we talk about the top tips, tricks, and secrets for making more sales and growing your revenue with email marketing. Today, I'll be talking to Clay Collins. He's the co-founder of a sweet piece of software called Lead Pages. Now, Lead Pages is a landing page generator, which means it generates landing pages. So we aren't talking about emails today, not really. We're talking about landing pages because listen, this is important. Your landing page, it's the page where people get onto your list. Now, if you do this wrong, you're not going to end up with anyone on your list and it's going to be really hard to make any sales. Email marketing is pointless if you don't have many people on there to send emails to, right? But if you get it right, you know, you'll be laughing, you laugh your way to the bank. That's what they say anyway. Now, since Clay's the owner or one of the owners of Lead Pages, he has tens of thousands of data points from all the different customers, which means scientific ideas, scientific proof, basically, of what works and what doesn't when it comes to landing pages. By the way, check out a book called Scientific Advertising if you're looking for something to read. It's required reading for any marketer. Now, about those thousands of data points, in this episode, Clay shares the lessons from all these data points, which is pretty damn cool. To get the show notes for this episode of the Email Marketing Podcast, go to dropdeadcopy.com/EP12. Now, I'm going to skip the reviews this week because I want to get on into the interview. If you like what you discover here, leave me a review. You'll put a smile on my face. You'll help to get the word out about the podcast, and I'll even read out your review on the podcast. So you'll get famous as well. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Follow the links to do that. Now, one last thing before we get over to Clay. I'm running out of guests to interview. So I need some ideas. Email me at john@dropdeadcopy.com with anyone in the industry who does email, who knows anything about email, and who you would like to hear from. And also topics. If you want to hear about a specific topic related to email marketing, let me know. E-commerce, anything. Okay? And we'll go from there. Otherwise, I'm going to have to interview myself, and don't know what would happen there yet. Anyway, enough chit-chat. Over to Clay Collins. It's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy. I'm here with Clay Collins. Clay is the co-founder of Leadbrite. Leadbrite builds simple and beautiful software and web apps that allow you to grow a large and devoted audience and grow your list of leads. Leadbrite's mission is to take the best and latest of what's been tested and proven in marketing and just do it for you. Clay, how are you going today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me, John.
No worries. Thanks for coming on. I thought today we'd talk about a bit about landing pages because you've been doing lead pages and that's taken off really quickly. And I've actually just set it up on one of my sites and it's going really well. It's getting some great conversions. A lot of the other episodes I've talked to the guests about how to write emails and how to tell stories and how to sell. Sure. But the landing pages is just as important because that's how you get people onto the list in the first place. So Clay and I were just talking before the call about how we were going to, we just have an off the cuff conversation about landing pages and hopefully it turns into something really valuable and actionable that you can use. So let's start there, man. What's the big picture of a landing page? What do you think about them?
Yeah. So I really like them. So I kind of think about landing pages like this. So, you know, it's kind of an ambiguous term. What is a landing page? And to me, I don't really think in terms of landing pages. I mean, I think in terms of conversion pages. So what are the pages on your website that are generating conversions? And what I found in our research is that with most people, about 5% of the web pages are generating about 95% of the revenue in the business. 5% of the pages are generating 95% of the growth and the business progress and the revenue. And so wouldn't it behoove you to focus on those pages that are really the big levers in your business, as opposed to maybe doing what most people do, like maybe writing another blog post or spending more time on social media or doing a whole bunch of other things that might potentially create traction but won't necessarily. And so I'm not saying things like writing another blog post or doing content marketing and things like that are bad. I'm just saying that we found that when you concentrate on sort of those core pages that are actually driving sales and that are actually driving opt-ins, a little effort can go a long way. I'll tell you a story from my own life. Back in the day, I knew that we wanted to double our revenue as a business. And I started thinking about the various ways that we could do that. Mm. And the first way that I thought of was that we could double the conversion rate on our sales pages. And I tried to do that. But after a while, after about a half an hour of like looking at my sales page, I was like, ugh. I was like, I just don't want to do this. Like when I write a sales page the first time, like I'm just kind of like, I'm done. I've already done the design. I've written the video. I've recorded. I've scripted. Like, I just didn't want to do it. Yep. So it's like, all right, let's scratch that one. And so the next thing I thought of was that we could double our opt-in rates. I'm sorry, that we could double our revenue by doubling our traffic to our business properties, to our websites. Yep. And so I started tweaking around with that and like SEO optimizing. And we were already pretty SEO optimized. We were already doing really good in the traffic department. And you know, there's paid me and all these things to do it. But like the task of like doubling our traffic was near impossible. We got it up like another like 20-25%. And that was great for us. But doubling was really hard. So I was like, scratch that. This isn't how we're going to like quickly double our business. So the next thing that I did, which ended up working, was I systematically went through all the landing pages in our business, and I doubled the conversion rate on those pages. And in some cases, I tripled or quadrupled the conversion rate on those pages. And what happened when I systematically did this, I did it with one of our most important pages at first, and that doubled our revenue as a business. And then, so we doubled our revenue just that month. And then the next month, as I systematically did this, we doubled our revenue again. So we had quadrupled at that point. And then the next month, we doubled again. So we were at an 8x, and we almost got the next, we almost did this 4 months in a row. We almost got to a 16x, right? Doubled and then doubled and then doubled and then doubled. Wow. But we got to more like a 15x. And that was all by focusing on conversion pages, on opt-in pages, because the conversion rate on our sales page stayed the same and our traffic stayed the same, but the percentage of people who arrived at our website who ended up opting in just skyrocketed. And then whenever we published a subsequent post or whatever, we had more people sharing those and more people tweeting it, and like it had a profound effect. So one of the reasons why I'm such a huge advocate for, I'm just going to call them conversion pages, but like opt-in pages or conversion pages or whatever, is because it really is one of those areas, unlike traffic getting and unlike maybe writing a huge long page of sales copy, it's one of those things where you can kind of play around and have a lot of fun and create a great deal of traction in a short period of time.
Okay, fantastic. So one thing that I think is really interesting there is that it just reminds me of the power of email marketing, and that a lot of people think that they should be going on social media and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, when what they really need to be doing is capturing emails. And if they are capturing emails, then find how to capture more emails, because those leads, it's the lifeblood of their business. And like you said, you did a 15x by increasing the amount of emails you were collecting. Like, that's insane, but that's what happens when you focus on the leads.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. It totally is. And you know, we can go a lot of ways with this discussion right now. I mean, one thing I can do if you want is we can get into like some of my favorite lead magnets, if people are interested. Sure. In that, and in some of the ways to get people on your list. So one of the lead magnets that we found worked the best. And it kills me that this works better than any other kind of lead magnet we've ever done. But one lead magnet that we found worked really well was just a list of resources. Like just a list of resources. We have this really simple opt-in page. And if people opt in, we give them a list of like five tools that we used to create our videos. Like, that's it. I don't even market myself as a video marketing expert. I was just like, here's five tools that we use to create our videos. And this is for another business. And people started opting into this thing like gangbusters. And then, so I started thinking about why this was converting so well. Just like a list, it was just like one page, it's a PDF, and it just like lists five resources. Mm. And And so I started kind of like digging into the issue, and I realized, like, much to my dismay, that the opt-in rate for this page was higher than opt-in rates for like long ebooks that I had written, or like once I spent a month writing creating a course, like slaving away creating this like course with like transcripts, like I paid to have it transcribed and like all these videos and stuff. And this one page, I'll read you just the text from the page. It says, or the copy, just free report reveals the 5 dirt cheap tools I use to create all my videos, including my $80 HD video camera. And then you download and you literally get like a 1-page list of the tools I use. And I started thinking about like the reasons why this works so well. And one of the reasons why it does is that people really, really, really love tools. They love tools because people would much rather acquire a tool than acquire a skill. Every single time. It's a lot more enjoyable to like buy a tool than have to like learn a new skill. That's kind of difficult. And if you look at like the best-selling episodes or issues of magazines like Golf Digest and Backpacker Monthly and Running Magazine, they're always the gear guides. They're like the list of the top 10 golf clubs for new people who want to improve their drive, or like whatever. They've got like all these different categories, and they just list like tools, because we have this belief as humans that if we only had the tools that the pros had, that we could get results like the pros have. And actually, in a lot of cases, that's true. So I just say to everyone, like, if you're trying to figure out like what to do, I'd say stop believing that there is a correlation between how much you slave over this thing you're giving away, and the opt-in rate. Like, there is no real value between, how much time you put in giving this opt-in bribe, or like people always get hung up on like, well, what am I going to give them to opt-in, or like all this stuff. Like, don't get hung up on that. I had a website once. We were collecting, it wasn't huge. We were just collecting like 50 opt-ins a day. There's literally nothing in exchange. Like, you just opted in and they're just like opting to get updates. And so many people are like, oh yeah, I don't know what I'd email them. We didn't know what we were going to email them either. Or like, they were like, people say like, hey, I don't know what I'd give them. And they're like, because of this, I'm not going to put up an opt-in box. That's just stupid. Like, we would have missed out on 50 opt-ins per day for like a year if we had done that. So a good way around it is to create one of these resource list opt-in lead magnets, or whatever you want to call. I call them opt-in bribes, but the bribe sounds illegal somehow. It's not. So I recommend that people create one of these like resource list opt-in bribes. So like, here's an example. If you're a real estate agent, you could create something like this. Like, here's the copy for your landing page. Resource guide: the top 5 safest credit boosting home loans of this year. That's kind of interesting. I'd want something like that. If you're a dentist, you could do something like this. Buyer's guide: the top 5 electric toothbrushes of this year, including the one that I use, right? Like, I would want to know which toothbrush my dentist is using. Electric toothbrushes feel magical. Like, somehow they're going to fix our teeth. If you're a marketing agency, you could do something like the top 5 digital marketing tools for local businesses. Hint, the 3 best ones are free. So you put that in parentheses, hint, the 3 best ones are free. Or if you're a fitness expert, you could do something like this. The only 3 pieces of exercise equipment you need in your home. Hint, they all weigh less than 5 pounds. And those things in parentheses where you're like, hint, they all weigh less than 5 pounds, it's really counterintuitive, because we don't expect that exercise equipment is going to weigh less than 5 pounds. And so whenever you can do this thing, like drive curiosity and be like, it's not what you think it is, that really can increase opt-in. So, I mean, that's, I don't know, I'd say like doing something like that and getting up a page where you just offer something like this is really powerful and can help you out. That kind of thing worked well for us.
I asked you this question a couple of weeks ago at James Ramco's event, Fast Web Formula, but I think it's a really important question that people need to understand. Is it better to optimize for opt-ins, in this case, give them a really good lead magnet, or lead quality? Like, is there an inverse relationship that as you get more opt-ins, does the lead quality go down? To explain that a little bit, it's kind of like if someone signs up and you're telling them about the video tools, then in a sense, you've got their attention for video tools, not information. And then down the line, are they likely to buy that ebook when you've only got their attention for tools?
Yeah. Don't get me started. Okay, so this is one of these these freaking rants. I feel really strongly about this because there's this contingent of people that are optimizing around percentages rather than around like gross revenue and gross income. So here's what I mean. There are people who literally would rather like they when they're looking at opt-in rates, for example, I'll just sort of frame this. When they're looking at opt-in rates, they're obsessing about conversion rate. When they shouldn't be obsessing about conversion rate, they should be obsessing about the number of opt-ins they get, and ultimately they should be obsessing about the number of buyers they get. Mm. And so there are people who'll be like, my opt-in rate went down. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, but they'd never check if like the number of opt-ins they're getting is going up. And so I offer a range of things that people can opt in on. If people want my tutorial, I'll give my tutorial. If they want a list of resources, I'll give them my resources. If they want to get on a webinar, I'll get them on the webinar. If they want to, like, I'll have a whole bunch of things available. And not everything is going to appeal to everyone, but hopefully one of them will. Mm. And so my approach, which, you know, I think is the right one, my approach is to cast the widest net possible and not try and actively push anyone away. It's like, well, so let me just explain it. So I'll cast the widest net pot. I want as many people on my list. And once they're on my list, I might qualify them. I might do some lead scoring. I might create sub-lists of people who are buyers and not buyers, or sub-lists of people who have been dedicated enough to attend a webinar versus people who just like got the freebie. Mm. But either way, they're all welcome. I've had people who have been like looky-loos on my list for years and end up buying from me. And a while ago, I started hearing this philosophy from people like, yeah, you shouldn't give away free stuff. You should charge like $2 because then everyone on your list is going to be more qualified. And I was like, I don't really care. I want the people who are qualified on my list and the people who aren't qualified, because hopefully in the future, I'll make them qualified. Like, that's the function of good copywriting. And so, look, you might have it might be that you have a list that's like a quarter of the size, but everyone's qualified. But I'd rather have the qualified people and the unqualified people, because it costs me less than a penny a month to have someone on my email list. And I'd rather have the opportunity to market them. Maybe they never buy anything from me ever, but they read every single blog post and they tweet it out to their friends, and their friends come in and they opt in. Hmm. So I would rather have a $1 billion business where everyone on my list is worth 10 cents than a $50,000 a year business where everyone on my list is worth 97 bucks. And you might be like, well, aren't they more qualified? And my answer is, yeah, the average person on that list might be more qualified, but I'm optimizing around revenue, not around like the average value per person on my list. And so that's my approach to this. For the life of me, I still don't, and I'm not arguing, I don't know if that's your approach or just the question you asked or whatever, but for the life of me, like, I don't know why I started hearing people saying things like, you know, you'll make more money, when you start pushing people away. Certainly, we've never found that to be the case. There's different levels of pushing people away. Like, you know, I invite everyone to be on my list, but then I might start like qualifying, like even on the next page, on the thank you page, you can be like, here's a $2 report and here are the reasons why you should get it. And immediately you can separate the buyers from the non-buyers. Or on the next page, you might ask them to enter their phone number and to like you on Facebook and to sign up for a webinar. And you can create like different layers of qualification, but as long as it costs me nothing to have additional people on my list, I'd rather have them. Now, we do things sometimes where, like, if someone's been on our list for like 6 months to a year and they've like never opened an email, then like we might sort of like clear our list, because like if they're not even reading emails, they're not even engaging at the smallest level. But this is a party where, you know, I want to invite everyone.
Okay, that's cool. So we talked about lead magnets and increasing opt-ins that way. It's kind of like an 80-20 landing page kind of thing. Like, what should we focus on? And then just forget about all the little 1% changes, but focus on the big things that are going to double it or triple it. What are some of the like kind of big wins? I know you mentioned like load speed before.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, yeah. This is something that it gets me in trouble, but one of the biggest wins you can get is just by not having crappy hosting and not using WordPress. Now, don't hear me out before all the people and stuff start getting mad. Oh, you hate WordPress? You hating on WordPress? Like, what I'm saying is that WordPress is a CMS that even if you've got all the caching stuff in the world happening, it bloats up your pages. They take longer to load. We used it. We use WordPress for our blog, but we with some of our businesses moved the pages off of that and started hosting them on like Google App Engine and like these crazy fast like cloud networks, and we saw conversions go up. And then I started like digging into the data and saw that it's pretty much established that every second, every additional second it takes your page to load costs you 7% in terms of conversion rate. So your conversion rate goes down by 7% for every additional second it takes your page to load. And there's like, you know, crazy cart abandonment stats. Like, let me see if I can pull one of them up. Let's see. 40% of people abandon a website that takes more than 3 seconds to load, which is kind of crazy. So I'm a huge fan of, like, first off, if you're trying to run like a six-figure business on some crappy $7 a month hosting thing, stop it. Stop it right now. Get yourself like suit up a little bit. And, you know, start, you know, I'm not talking about $1,000 a month or anything, but get something like Storm On Demand by Liquid Web. It's a really good solution. You can actually get, now this is counterintuitive because I just said don't pay $7 a month, but you can actually get like close to free hosting on the fastest server network in the world if you use Google App Engine. You will have to use some Python and whatever because you need to make your website like an app. It's not really an app, but you need to like make it an app on Google App Engine. Yeah. And that's practically free because their bandwidth is like dirt cheap. And it is literally almost like you can literally, it'll be like, no, you haven't racked up a cent yet. You've racked up like a percentage of a cent, you know, and you've like had thousands of users on your site that month. It's so cheap. So I'd say for those core conversion pages, if you can figure out how not to, don't use WordPress, and then but use WordPress for your blog. Like, for as a blogging platform is fine, but just like, I just don't suggest you have your sales pages, you know, your opt-in pages, those like heavy duty hardcore pages on your site. I recommend that you not do those with WordPress because every second counts. Every second counts in a big way. So yeah, those are things. And in additional, just like sort of like quick things that I just say, like opt-in pages that, and we've got a bunch of them in lead pages, but opt-in pages that are just like super simple, like a box, a few lines of text. Start with that, establish your conversion rate, and then start adding more things if you're going to do it, but split test it and make sure that it actually is improving rather than reducing your opt-in rate. Because in most cases, the embarrassing page that's too simple that you would never want to put up is going to, like, I'm not talking about visually embarrassing, I'm just talking about like it's really minimalistic. Like, that page is going to outconvert almost, you know, basically the page with less will almost always outconvert the page with more stuff on it. And so start minimalistic and then build from there if you want to build.
Okay, that's interesting. Cool, man. Well, we're just about out of time right now. So before we go, though, let's talk real quick about lead pages and tell people where they can, you know, learn more about you or about lead pages and what it's kind of going to do for them, how it's going to help them solve some of these problems.
Sure. So I'm the co-founder of a software platform called Lead Pages, and it is a conversion optimization platform. So we have templates, out of the box that allow you to create a number of landing pages. So thank you pages, sales pages, opt-in pages, webinar registration pages. Our webinar registration pages are the highest converting in the industry. They haven't lost a split test yet. We've pioneered a lot of things. What's really cool, in my opinion, and what gets me up in the morning with regards to this work, is that we can do cross-platform experiments. So, for example, we can see conversion rates change across our entire platform. We can look at the average conversion rate across our entire platform by time of day and figure out which days and times are working. We can also figure out which templates in our system are converting better and run split tests within our system and take the winners and make them back into the default. So a lot of people are coming in with just like out-of-the-box default landing page lead page templates and like quadrupling their opt-in rate, like just with the thing out of the box, because we don't put stuff in there that doesn't really, really convert, that isn't split tested, that isn't conversion rate optimized, that isn't mobile responsive. It's all mobile responsive. It can all be posted to Facebook. It's all like super simple to use and intuitive. And I really believe in this quote by I believe in this quote by a dude named Buckminster Fuller. And he said, if you want to teach people a new way of thinking, don't bother to teach them. Instead, give them a tool, the use of which will lead to new ways of thinking. And so I kind of have stopped trying to teach people what to do. And instead, we create tools that lead to new ways of thinking. And that's really what we've tried to do with Lead Pages. You can check it out at leadpages.net. We're really proud of the work that we're doing there and the results that people are getting.
Fantastic. Cool, man. Well, thanks again for your time. This has been awesome. Thanks for coming on. The show notes will be below this episode at dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Thanks again. Talk soon.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you want to discover more insider tips, tricks, and secrets about driving sales with email marketing, sign up for daily email tips from the Autoresponder Guy. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Sign up, confirm your email address, and I'll send you daily emails on how to improve your email marketing and make more sales via email. You'll find out why open rates don't matter and the 7-letter word that underlies all effective marketing and much more.